Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, and this afternoon we're learning about building a business in the construction industry. We welcome in Rodrigo De Escoto, founder, president, and CEO of Reflection Window and Wall, based in Chicago. Rodrigo, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
And you started this company in 2001, but it's safe to say that construction is in your blood.
It is. Construction is in my blood, 100%.
And your father also had a long and interesting history in the building trades. At one point, the chief estimator for the Sears Tower, and we will call it the Sears Tower. What was that like just watching him growing up?
Oh, that was, I remember waking up in the morning to go to school, he was gone, and I remember getting to bed at night and he was not home yet. So that was the early 70s when they built the Sears Tower. And he was a real trailblazer. You know, he started the Hispanic American Construction Industry Association here in Chicago, and really just was my, I wanted to be like my dad, right? He was larger than life growing up.
And before we talk about your business that you've been building for two decades, as a kid in Chicago, what was it like watching the Sears Tower take shape? Because I know you grew up in Aurora, but just seeing this building that went from a block-sized hole in the ground to a landmark that you could see from dozens of miles away, what was it like for you to see this thing take shape and know your dad was involved in it?
Oh, mate, it was super proud, right? It was almost beyond comprehension. And as you guys know, the Sears Tower, I think, held the record for about 40 years as the tallest building in the world. It was a phenomenon, right, that we had here, and he was part of it. He would tell me stories like, there's enough cable in the Sears Tower to wrap around the world, seven times. I was like always, because he'd be all the estimating. So it was just fascinating to me. And still to this day, I love estimating.
And then, what was it like for you to make the switch from a construction industry observer, someone who had been around it, to someone actually starting your own company and developing business for yourself?
Well, one thing I didn't appreciate how hard it was when I saw my dad do it. So I wanted to be like him, and I hung a shingle outside my door, and got it. They needed windows for the Chicago Public School that were energy efficient and Chicago Housing Authority, and that's where I cut my teeth in the beginning, and we just kind of plowed through and learned the business of facade enclosures.
And this is based in Chicago, but now there are offices in Nashville, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and also a global presence as well. How has your base of knowledge grown and evolved along with your business?
It's the hardest thing. You have to be an expert or somewhat of an expert in every facet, whether it's thermal analysis of our facades, because we're always pushing sustainability, energy efficient solutions, beautiful glass, structurally sound, great value. These are the things that kind of drive the business. And we have a diverse supply chain, right? And we have three places around the world we can get it. We can get it from, the Middle East, from the Far East, from India, and we have a domestic facility. So we really have that diversity that's required in today's market. With getting product.
Rodrigo De Escoto, founder and president and CEO of Reflection Window and Wall in Chicago.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.